paydays were a big event. The company commander paid. They had every company's pay package already in cash. Then you would go to the next table, and the first sergeant's sitting there with a bunch of envelopes. And he'd take an envelope and write your name on the front, and he'd say, "Jones, how much did you get?" $87 for a sergeant. He says, "Give me 15. And he put $15 in the envelope, and you would sign the seal on the back. Now, this was called haircut and emergency money. And then after everybody was paid, they were released to go to town. So I was the company courtesy patrol officer for payday. And you drove in to Fayetteville, somewhere near Hay Street. And when the bars closed, you had troops all over the place, some of whom didn't know their own name if it wasn't for the name tag. I mean, they'd blown off a lot of steam. And so if they didn't have an overnight pass, they had to come back to Fort Bragg. You took them back to the big field, and you laid them out based on unit. And you could tell the unit because of the flash behind their airborne wings. So if they had a blue and yellow with one stripe through it, that was first of the 504. Oh, those are our guys. You take them home. Those who had overnight passes, you had another problem. And that is many of them drank themselves to the point of being out of it, and they got rolled. The thing that a paratrooper prizes the most, other than his silver wings, is his parachute boots. Now, we had to go to town in uniform, and they were proud of those boots. On the inside, you had to have a little white rectangle of paint, and you had your last name, first name, middle initial, social security number, and unit. And these guys would get rolled. They'd wake up. Their money's gone. Of course, First Sergeant already told them, don't take all your money to town, but, you know, some people listen, some people don't. And no boots. So they get back to base. First Sergeant has somebody take them to the local pawn shops with their money, emergency money. And so they go through the boots looking for their boots and then buy their own boots back. You know, you can't save some people from themselves, but we would try.